This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
There was a vigil last night in suburban Milwaukee for the victims of the Christmas parade crash. AP correspondent Mike Rossia has this.
Residents of Waukesha, Wisconsin, and surrounding communities gathered Monday night for a vigil for the victims of Sunday night's deadly SUV crash into a Christmas parade. At least five people were killed and 48 were injured by an SUV driven by a man police say was leaving the scene of a domestic dispute. At the vigil, Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley.
Tonight, this vigil is a small first step in healing for our community.
Police say they are drawing up five charges of intentional homicide against 39-year-old Daryl Brooks Jr. of Milwaukee.
The jury will soon begin deliberations in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial in Georgia, but first, prosecutors get the chance to make one final argument. The AP's Julie Walker on the trial of three white men accused in the killing of Arbery, a black man.
Prosecutors seeking murder convictions plan to wrap up their legal arguments today. Then the judge will give instructions before the jury begins deliberations. Arbery was chased and shot in February of 2020 after he was spotted running in a neighborhood outside Brunswick. In closing arguments yesterday, defense attorneys said father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and neighbor William Roddy Bryant were attempting a citizen's arrest of a suspected burglar after Arbery was seen running from a nearby home under construction. Prosecutors say he was out for a jog.
Millions more Americans are expected to travel over this Thanksgiving holiday week than last. The AAA says more than 53 million of us will be on the move. Most of us will go by car. They say travel's back to almost pre-pandemic levels. Former Trump ally Roger Stone and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones are among five more people who've gotten subpoenas from a congressional committee investigating the January U.S. Capitol insurrection. This is AP News. An actor and writer you may remember from Saturday Night Live has died. Here's the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
If you saw Saturday Night Live this past weekend, you might have caught the brief tribute to Peter Aykroyd. Peter Aykroyd joined SNL after his brother and John Belushi left the NBC show for other projects. However, he did work with his brother on everything from a TV show about the paranormal to movies like Dragnet and Coneheads. Dan Aykroyd officially announced Peter's passing in a brief statement to the Associated Press. He cites the medical examiner in Spokane, Washington, as saying that his brother died from a septic infection stemming from an untreated abdominal hernia. Peter Aykroyd was 66. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The FAA is seeking more than $160,000 in fines from eight airline passengers it says were unruly. Masks and alcohol are two of the big problems, say officials. The FAA is cracking down on passengers behaving badly. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.